judge according to his relationship with his wife. In other words, he could be involved in gemilas chasadim with many people. He could be lend money to people, do big chalim to people, benachem aveilim, mishaber chasad kala, all the great things. Be a great idea. I'll get a car, all of my books. But you should know, if Hashemayim both gemet hitznai gemishto, if God imbo gom al chesed kol yomo, asher v'tovo. As opposed to hitznim, the Yizniya, the daughter, the base of Koas, hitznim l'loracham, he was angry, there's no makbir, the custom, no rachmonim, gemilus chasodim, with many people. He can be lend money to people, do big chalim for people, benachem aveilim, wife should know, I mean, much as possible, where her husband is at all times. I'm the best nefesh. I deal with my office. I'm going to the store. A person has to tell his wife where he is. You're accountable. I have to know where my children are also, even if it's not 10 o'clock. You know, where are you? Where are you? All your children are. But when a person is married, it is such a tremendous accountability. And you have to share your schedule with her. You have to share with her your joy and your pain. You can't go through life and, you know, just sort of pull everything in and say, you know, if you feel good, you must share with her. If you feel pain, discount a little bit, but she wants to be part of it. She can feel all your problems and also your desires, your goals in life. Don't you want somebody? What do you want? This is what makes marriage a proper Jewish marriage. This is a dramatic change in a person's life. Dramatic. How much more so in the life of a Bet Torah, a Bet Yeshiva? After all, he was taught originally to stay far away from girls. That only she was trained, I think properly trained. Don't look, don't get involved, no co-ed, no groups, no, away. So we trained, we should be trained. I think she was, it's not so relevant as what she's written over here. He's told to the more traditionally she was, which didn't know about NCSY, and didn't know about Slava Shiva, and the Chazayma. I'm just giving you an example. Shot, that's right, okay. But they were where they're completely separated, which is the way it should be. All of a sudden, now he gets married and he has to bring close to him that which he's been putting far away from him for 20 years. Not 20 years, 10 years since he all went all night though. Whatever. All of a sudden. You know, another thing, the Shira Bachma used to have relationship, no question, with the Chavrus. The boys running together, one. So the person gets married, very often, he based himself on past experience. Your past experience with another individual was the Chavrus. But now, a man gets married, now a new Chavrus. He's prettier than he was there before. They relate to a wife and you relate to a harus. He knows not going to tomorrow the harus. That's right over here. Okay. You know, he'll learn about Shkofra, Musser, so the answer is completely wrong, completely erroneous. We can see a yeshiva bacha is basically at this bodeh. Every yeshiva bracha, even if they're living in a dorm and if they're finished together, everyone is strong on its own to reach the highest possible madrig. That's it. The idea of marriage is sometimes due with trepidation. I bet you they're not behind you. Until now, I was a free man. I know I have to do it. I have to get married, but my best years are now behind me. Now, meanwhile, the wife, a different story. The wife understands very well. Part of her upbringing from the beginning is to, again, in a more traditional circle, is to prepare herself for marriage. Because she wants to have a husband to become one with that husband. Still there for their marriage. So that becomes something really serious problem. Serious problem. You have to understand that when you get married, it is just a tremendous transition in life. You have to be ready for it, and you have to recognize it. And don't be afraid if it's going to be a bumpy ride a little bit, you know. I was just on the plane from Chicago. So the captain was taught to communicate, and she said that please put on your seatbelt because we may have turbulence at any time. So when a person gets married, it's to say keep the seatbelt. I mean, there could be turbulence. There could be another bill. What's this? I told you one example. I don't know if I spoke about it enough last time. And I make a quip. It's a little bit of a quip, but I can't help making a quip sometimes. Women are part of a mitzvah that is not grown. Because very often you want to leave sometimes to a bar mitzvah, to a chasna, and you're ready to go. And your wife's not ready. What takes so long? I managed to get dressed, and in 5 minutes, what's the big deal? Listen, the shape of what has to be made, has to be made, and makeup, and other things. And some of us have no clue what this is all about. And if she's not ready, and she doesn't look the way she wants to look, you're not going anywhere. Mr. Hooper, whatever, that doesn't make a difference. You're not going anywhere. But you're late, you're pointed out. So, go into another room. They got a safer. Don't try to run schmeichel too hard. Make up his mouth and said, you're behind. Gracious, said you're very. It's been a long time. The mouth and said, that doesn't require too much concentration. That's consistent. The mouth and said, still said, okay, ready to go. And then sort of speak, smile on your face. And said, okay, let's go. And say, finally, it's important. This is critical, and this happens all the time. A woman has a greater intuition than a man. Well, the bina yaseira. The Gemara says that a woman's bracha, that a woman can figure out the nature of guests in the house more than a man can. Well, the bina yaseira. She's interested in intuition. And a man has to realize that he has to rely on his wife's intuition. It's tough. Don't hide things from your wife. The people who hide their bank account from their wife. I'm serious. I unfortunately have involved in some of these cases. They hide all kinds of activities. Some of them are married. He's not even a girlfriend with his wife. Gore problems. I mean, even other things. You don't hide things. He says, Baal Shem Tov was, you know, the tzaddik fellow. But for many years of his life, he was a distant. No one knew who he was. They put him in a plane, what we call a Baal HaGolah. So the Baal HaGolah is a taxi driver. A Baal HaGolah. A plane, and he was so plain that his brother-in-law, was a Gersh of Kitava, was Robert Rod, Jewish city of Galicia, who was fifth to marry the Baal Shem Tov, and he told him to divorce, get divorced. He told her to get divorced. So why did she live in that brother's? Why did she live there? Right, the fight says it must be because Baal Shem Tov told her who he was. He told her, you should know, my dear Asian child, I'm hiding. No one knows who I am. You I can tell that I have visions and whatever came to me, the food to my dad, I don't know what. This is how they told it. Told him a secret. But he told us, if your husband and wife, everything should be one. Oh, right. Say, for example, the wife wants to know where the flowers should stand. Where should the vase be? The answer, where should the vase be? On which wall should I hang a picture? Do whatever you want. I don't care which wall. That's a mistake. You have to give an opinion. Be completely ready for your opinion to be overruled and not even ignored. Doesn't matter. Give an opinion. Where should the picture go? Should it be on this wall or that? Think about it. Some kind of judgment on your basis. It should be on this wall. Chances are to put it on that wall. Doesn't matter. But you have to express some interest in how the house runs, because the house is her thing. Believe me, she's plenty interested in what you're doing. My wife always asks me, no, now what are you doing? What are you learning now? You're preparing for the Shia, you're preparing for the Kollel, you're preparing for the Summer Shia, you're preparing for the Rosh and Shul. She wants to know what I'm doing. She wants to know, where am I holding? And she expects that I should want to know where the picture should be. Where the couch should be, so I should piano on that side, a little bit around, a little bit of carpet. You have to have the courtesy of expressing interest. These are not interested, you really are. I am not interested, you are. I am not interested. Of course not interested. But you're interested that your wife should be happy. Rashi about before, he calls logika. Logic. You argue with your wife and say, look, it's what you're doing doesn't make sense. I'll explain to you in petty steps why this is right when you're doing it completely wrong. Don't bother. Forget about it. She has a cheshbonis, and until you live till Mayavi has Shoshana, you have to be just prepared for it. Don't get angry with her. Don't get angry. Just take it. Someone gets angry with his wife, it's not a common talk. Period. Yes. But understand that she has feelings. You don't have those feelings. You have to recognize that she has feelings. You have to respect them. And here, I want to just mention one other point. That is that a woman has certain biological phenomena which a man does not have. And these affect moves. You may be aware of the fact that in pre-law, many lawyers, the whole literature now what they call PMS. You know what that stands for, Rashi David? Premenstrual syndrome, used by certain lawyers to defend a woman who killed somebody. Temporary insanity, PMS. You can't put her in, exaggeration, you have to be. But it does indicate that there are mood swings and the hormone swings, which a man doesn't have no muscle. He doesn't understand it. He doesn't have it. I'm shocked by it. Be so careful. The PMS, I'm telling you, that's the most difficult, traumatic, stressful time. PMS. I don't understand why. Hormones, not logical. And a woman is so sensitive, you can't say it. You have to. And even not saying it, somebody with the world. Yeah, it's a very difficult time for a woman. We have no appreciation of it. And of course, even generally speaking, when the woman is in a status of diva, you can't touch her, it makes it difficult to communicate. And they have to work at it. You have to make up for it. Even though you can't, now the physical kind of is not allowed, certain kind of talk, which otherwise is very pleasurable, etc., is not allowed. Different kind of approach. You have to work harder, to care harder, to try to maintain the lines of the communication, even through the period of time she doesn't need them. You move out to you have to try very, very hard to speak. You know, well, there's plenty of things to talk about. The beginning with the house, what you're learning, what the pictures should go on, what their children. Once they're children, they get a little bit older, they can talk forever. Like, what else should we do? We should go here, should go there, should we do this, should we do that, should we trick them, should we leave? Aim the dumb itself. Literally, it's a one shot. And then it's multiplied, so then it's multiple aim of the shield. Now, if a woman is pregnant, you have to be so careful. Again, hormones, the sensitivity, the physical, but just try it once. They went to try it. You take 30 pounds, you just put it on your belly, you walk around with it for a day. One day, you go crazy. You'll trip, you'll fall here. And that's what she's doing. And she's doing it, and she's carrying your child. It's not only hers, it's yours. What kind of car is the toe? What kind of sensitivity is required in a certain sense? Finally, we have more things to talk about in a different area. He talks there about Shivayon Zechuyot, women's equal rights. So that even in the Orthodox Shiva camp has come in. Often, she's smarter than him. Let's not kid ourselves. She has a higher degree in secular. She could be a higher degree, quote unquote, in Jewish knowledge. You know, Tanakh works better than him. She knows the Kuzri better than him. Bichta Melio better than him. You'll say what? He says that a woman wants more than her grandmother wanted from her grandfather. Today, woman wants more attention, more comfort, more room there. recognize that he has to have tremendous, tremendous gratitude and consideration for his wife. Give an example. A woman gets up early in the morning, whereas after you work at 8 o'clock, a hard day's work, comes home tired, take care of the house, shopping, cooking, cleaning, laundry, and she does it with a good heart, not especially in the earlier life, her husband may be living in the parallel still in some of the nation. She does this in order to be able to learn. Now, if he uses every minute of his time to learn, it's worth the sacrifice. If he goofs off, and he sleeps a little bit late, and misses minyan, and misses seder, and misses this, does this have to kill me? Does this have to go back? I have to literally break my back and work so hard that it's possible in mind. Realize, you have this tremendous responsibility. Tremendous. This is something very, very important. Really important. And she deals. Hey, the connect though. If you're straying and doing something a little bit wrong, she is supposed to tell you to do something wrong. That's a very important thing. And my wife tells me many things that are wrong. And often she tells me, I don't want to be critical. I don't know how to say this. I don't know how to say this. And I keep saying, my wife says, what do you mean? Hey, the connect though. I'm supposed to tell them when I'm saying, oh, she's driving on the car, and you're off to the right. You're off to the left. You're off to the wrong, off the cliff. I forget. No, I don't know if I should say this, but you know, your wheels are. I mean, really shouldn't say that. This is a both directions. Husband to wife, wife both. Okay, we'll put this away. Maybe next week we'll be able to try to finish this. But I have to.